It seems impossible that anyone would live in a place like this, a place without trees. But along the ruler line of the highway stand occasional homes that crouch in the dry and colorless dust, as if hunched against the desert wind that blasts down the slope of that summit and into the flats. Whether those homes are abandoned or occupied, it is impossible to tell. When the town appears, it is as if someone has taken a collection of such homes and gathered them into a grid a few miles wide. Humboldt and Broad and Main and Reese and Scott. Across them the graph of numbered streets at the far edge of which rests a line of trailers and the blocky turquoise-painted laundromat. The school is nearby, as are the Three Ponds, an area familiar to every child in the town as it becomes, with the start of Little League baseball season each year, a congregating point for bicycles and motorbikes, children and teens swooping and yelling and reeling everywhere. To the north, a short few blocks, is Front Street, and along its length run Lemaire's, the Quick, the Packout, the Happy Ox, known to all as the Queer Steer, and two weather-beaten casinos, their flat fronts situated side by side, the Owl Club and the Nevada Club. A few blocks east of the casinos sits the Shell Station, its signs suspended atop two white poles high in the air, the light bulbs illuminating the S perpetually burned out so that the message it sends in bright yellow letters across miles and miles of desert is an invitation to hell. For a long time, there is only the anonymity of quiet movement, paint-stripped cars adrift on dusty streets, a few sweating figures on the sidewalks in front of the casinos. But then, there you are. A boy come racing through the afternoon light in an undulating swoop between lines of box-like homes, the fences of which guard patches of yellow grass. It is the dead center of the hot summer of 1974, and you sit on the handlebars of a bicycle piloted by your brother, and you are smiling.